Today's daf is Gittin daf Nun Aleph, and we continue in Perek HaNizakin. We're by the two dots on daf Nun Amid Beis, and we are still discussing the issues of what do you collect, Ziburis, Beinonis, and Idis. That is this all big first Mishnah here in the fifth Perek. Before, by the start of tomorrow, we get up to the second Mishnah, which talks about Aputrapis and other Takanos. Okay, but first we're up to the last line of the first Mishnah here about Ein Motzi'in. Ein Motzi'in, the Mishnah had said, if you remember, we are not Motzi. La'achilas perus l'shvach karkos. What does that mean? If a person buys property and the seller happens to be a ganav, and eventually the original owner goes and takes the property back from the lokeach of the ganav, when the lokeach goes back to the ganav to get his make up for what he lost, so the ganav does not have to pay back from Mishubadim, from other properties that he had sold, but only from Bnei Chorin for the payros, for the produce that was produced on the land. So why is that? Right? The ganav was a bad guy. He stole. He should have to pay everything back. Right? Why? So why should that be? So the expenses, we mentioned that the owner himself has to pay back. But the produce and everything else, why is that limited to Bnei Chorin and not collectible from Mishubadim, from the properties that the ganav had already sold? So, machlokes in the Gemara. First opinion. My time. Amar Ula, Amar Eish Lakesh, Lafi, She'ein, Ksuvin. Because it's not written down. The fruit, the produce, it's not written down. And therefore, you cannot make the buyers, the other buyers from the ganav, give up those properties. Why? Because what's the whole svara that it says all over Shas, and that we discussed the difference? When are you allowed to go to Mishubadim? When not? So we know that there's a difference between a milva bishtar and a milva alpeh. Only a milva bishtar. If there was a loan bishtar, so then that malveh could go and collect from the lovez lekuchos. Why? Because as Rashi explains here, milveh bishtar yesh lakol. Right there, it's public. Everybody knows about it. I can check the public records, and therefore, if I buy something from this guy, so then I have to do the research beforehand to make sure it's not going to be taken from me in the future. If I didn't do the research, it's my fault. But that's only in cases where there is a kol. If there's no kol, then pseida de lekuchos. It's not fair to the buyers, and therefore we wouldn't make them give up their properties. So that's what Reish Lakish says, that ain't ksuvin, they're not recorded here, and therefore these payros, you can't fault the lukuchos, you can't take from them. Rashi says that here in the big lines at the bottom, taima de milveh bishtar tarfim imishav dimishav dis lekala, ulahach ksiva les lekala. Right, and for this, there is no call here because it's not written down, and that's why it's limited. Amalei Rabbi Abalu Ula v'hamazon ha'isha v'habanos. But what about the other part of the Mishnah? The mizonos that a woman gets from her husband, and v'habanos, and the support that the daughters get, it's as if those are written down. Why? Because it's Tanai Bezdin. That's pretty public that everybody has those obligations, and yet v'ktani emotziyim, but those are also limited to Bnei Chorin. Nothing to do with the Ganav case, but why should those be limited to Bnei Chorin? So Gemara says, no, it's for a very different reason. The taking from a Ganav is limited because ein lo kol. Taking from the woman or the daughters, taking from the Bnei Chorin and not from the Mishubadim of the husband, that's different. Amar lehasam meikara hachi iskin. Originally, it was limited in the Takana. Ksuvin hein etzel b'nei chorin vein ksuvin hein etzel mishubadim. The Rabbanan made that into part of the original law that they can only go to b'nei chorin and not mishubadim. Why? Why would they have done that? Have that limit? So you look in the last Rashi. Meikar l'achi yiskin t'nai bezdin ka'achoya. This what it was. Sheyu ksuvim eitzel b'nei chorin v'lo yu chashuvim k'chuzuvim eitzel mishubadim. It should be only considered ksuvim regarding the free properties of b'nei chorin. Why? Lefi. She'en l'cha adam sherotze likach sadam echaveiro. Imozon ishta ubanav chozun olav olamis. You will never have any buyers for anything. If the buyers know that they will always have to be nervous that this guy's wife is going to come one day and take it, nobody would ever buy anything. It would be a societal nightmare. And therefore, Chazal said, when it comes to the B'nai Chorin, fine, that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to help out the wife and the daughters. But when it comes to Lukuchos, the Mishubadim, we need society to function also. That is also a value, not just the value of getting the wife and daughters Mizonos and Parnasa, but also having society be able to function. And therefore, they created that limit built in. Question, ask the Bnei Yeshua. So what about a ksuba? a ksuba could go from, could collect from mishubadim. What did, why, so why did Chazal, or even if it's a daraisa, ksuba, daraisa, derabanan, but even if it's derabanan, so why would ksuba be limited, would it not be limited, and you'd be able to collect ksuba from mishubadim, unlike the mazan aisha vabanos? Why did Chazal only limit one and not limit the other? Right? You have to say, says the Pnei Yehoshua, mashma mizeh, right? What is the difference between the two? So he says, "Nira shehutzrach lazem mishum tekashile ksuba amay tikn rabbanu shivam mishad ivlo chashul tikn haolam avagav shegaladam yishalav chovze." Everybody has a chiv of ksuba. Ela lefishu hu davar katsuv lo chashishu bekach. We're going to have another opinion in the Gemara Beis Shem in a minute, but says the Pnei Yeshua, maybe behind the opinion that we have here is already the other opinion. A ksuba is a definite amount. You know exactly how much the ksuba is. That's mamish written. That's not just a tznai bezdin. Ma she'en kein b'mazon ha'isha v'abano she'chozrin olav olamis havi le'davar she'en lo kitzva. U'mishamachi chashu l'psede l'kuchos. He's medayik in the last word of Rashi. Chozrin olav olamis. There's never an end. What's Rashi emphasizing? So it says the Beishua, he's emphasizing that point of this is different than ksuba. Ksuba is a one-time payment. Know exactly how much it is, so that's not going to ruin society in terms of preventing people from buying properties from each other. But when it comes to a mazon, so how long is the woman gonna take food for? Until she gets remarried? That could be decades. That could be many years. And that's why the limitation of B'nai Chorin is only to mazon aisha and not to ksuba. So that is all version one. V'chein amar Ravasi, amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'aiter in the Gemara, say, Rabbi Yochanan also says it, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, both say this, l'fi she'ein ksuvin, amalir Rabbi Zeirul Ravasi, v'amazon ish v'abanos, de'kaman de'ksivi dami, v'ktani emotziin, same kasha, but instead on Rabbi Yochanan, instead of Reish Lakish, amar lei, mi'ikar ha'achi yiskin, ksuvin ein eitzel b'nei chorin, v'ein ksuvin ein eitzel mishubadim. That is all, though, number one, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both say the reason that the limitation that the buyer from the ganav cannot go back to the original ganav's lukuchos is because it is not recorded, it is not written. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Rabbi Chanina has a different shot. Lafi she'ein kitsuvin. Because they are not a fixed amount. Right now we're blurring the lines according to that Pnei Yeshua between the two answers. But Rabbi Chanina says, because they are not set, there's not a finite amount of money, and therefore, that's also why it's not fair to the Lekuchos. The Tosas Rid here says, Ein ha-Lekuchos yecholin lihizaher, ulahaniach lo makom likvos bimenu. To Lekuchos, generally, if I buy something and I know you have certain shtaris against you, okay, I'll make sure you have that amount left as B'nai Chorin, so I'm not gonna lose. But here it's impossible to know. Ein kesuvin. Even if I know about it. I know about this chiyuv. But it's not katsuv, and therefore it's not fair. The Ritva here has two different pshatim within this shita. Ika lefrushe, says the Ritva. Demishum de'enon ksuvin afilu teima tekol yotzeluhu. Eina gova minachaz mishubadim. Even if you want to say there's a kol, meaning they know about, as I just said, mishum de'lokeach zelo yadam emilizar. So, shot number one is, even if there's a coal, still, you're gonna have this problem. Or, I think the second shot says the Ritva, lefi she'einan ksuvim, ein kol yotze lohen. By definition, you know why there's a coal? What produces a coal? As we've said, we are a shtar. Part of what produces a shtar by a kol is the specific amount of the shtar. It's not just that there is a shtar, this guy has an obligation, but everybody knows what that obligation is, and that's what's public. But the second that it is not definite, it's not finite, that's part of what takes away from its having a kol, says the Ritva. It's not just a shtar automatically. Lefish ink suvim ein kol yotze lohen, shahakitzva motzia hakol. For some reason, the specific amount is part of what contributes to the kol. Aval adavar she'en katsuv ein kol yotze alav v'af al pi shehu katsuv. Even if it would be written down, v'lekalam emar de ein kol yotze klal adavar she'en katsuv. It's not that nobody hears about it. De'im kein midina havi ma'itekan olam elavadi lekulu kala ika ksas aval kiva de eino davar mefursam kol kach tikkun shel likvos min hachasim mishubadim. There is a little kol, but maybe not a full kol enough that we would hold the Lekuchos responsible. So 2 days in the Ritva, whether there is a kol, but we don't care, or because they have no idea how much to leave, or there isn't a full ko when it comes to something that is not katsif. So, machlokes, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan versus Rabbi Chanina. Iboy lehu, le Rabbi Chanina, ksuvin uksuvin ba'i. Do we need both? When Rabbi Chanina, this relates to what we just said from the Ritva, do you need ksuvin and ksuvin in order to allow you to collect from lekuchos? Odim uksuvin, it'll be shein on ksuvin. What if it's definite? It's ksuvin, even though it's not written down. Would that be good enough for Rabbi Chanina if it was a specific amount that was not written down? What's the Havamina? Rashi says, on top, v'islay, and maybe this opinion holds, the Gemara is assuming, d'milve alpeshi ktsuva tarfimi mishabdi. Amazing shita. Rashi says this opinion holds, even a milve bishtar would be able to collect from lekuchos. We're able to collect. Why? Because katsuv creates a kol, even without katsuv. Tosus can't fathom that. He says, look all over Shas. It never says that anywhere. It never says that. If there's a shtar, that creates a kol. Milva alpeh never creates a kol. Tosus quotes from the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Baba Basra. Tosus quotes, Pirsh Bakuntris, Islay de Milva alpeh, Govim Mishadi, Ve'en Hira, Tebehed Yitzran, Paraket Pashut, to Govim Minachasim and Echorin. Says Tosfos, the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, I have to argue on my grandfather. Tehachalo Airi b'milve ela b'shar mile de kitzva. When it comes to milve, it's got to be b'shar. What we're talking about here are other obligations. The mazon ha'isha b'abanos. That's the only havamina. Not that this is going according to the opinion, if there is an opinion out there, of milve alpeh. No, there is no such opinion. Milve alpeh never collects from lekuchos, and there's never a kol. But Rabbeinu Tam says that it must be talking about other items. Shar mile de kitzva. Kigoni makes it tonight. We're going to have soon. Bez Hashem pasak lazon as bita chameshanim. He accepts to feed his stepdaughter for 5 years. Tadavka milva pelo gavim mishabdi v'chulu. If you look in the Torah's Gittin, here in the Nesivos, so he expands on Tosvos. The Nesivos' commentary here, we haven't mentioned it in a while. He says, Lafi Daza Tosfos, Sarech Lafarish Ha'ibaya. So what's the root question here, according to Tosfos? According to Rashi, the question is, do you hold Mil Valpez, Gavim Mishabdi, or not? According to Tosfos, what's the Shiloh then, if we're talking about other obligations? Sarech Lafarish, the question is, what's the rule, and what's the exception? That's the question Tosfos is asking. Is it specifically milve alpeh does not collect from lekuchos? Because why? Milve alpeh is a private thing. If there's no shtar, I'm lending you money, it's a private thing. Mishum demand the yazif, bitzina yazif. Avol bishar dvarim. But by all other things, even alpeh, she'ein darkon la'asos ka kol kach bitzina, dafka dami lemecher. It'll be just like a sale. Only a milve alpeh is the problem. But other things alpeh is okay. They are similar to mecher. Or do we say, says the Torah's Gittin Ol Dilma, no, maybe the rule, the one point is mecher. Mecher davka gavi mi mishabdi. Demand is zavin, befarhes yezavin. Well, you can sell something, sales are public. Avo bishar dvarim, but by all other things, if they're not a mecher, even b'alpeh, shein darkan shal kol kach lasos b'farhesya, dafka, lo dami l'mecher ve'ina gove. Right, and that's the lashon v'ikri, bayahu yalashon shomer ashas, gabi milve dafka, o alashon gabi shas gabi mecher dafka. Is milve the rule, or is mecher the rule? And that is the question of what diyuk you make. So that's Rashi, Tosfos, and the Torah's Gittin. Good. So he continues the Tashma. So let's try to answer this question within Rabbi Chanina. Again, Rabbi Chanina says, it's not definite. Does it have to be written? That's the Shaila. Tashma de Itmar says the following discussion of the Amorayim. Mi shemeis vihini achshtei banos vaben. What happened? A man dies and he has three children. He has two girls and one boy. So we know the rule on a Daraisa level is that the boy gets Yerusha. On a Daraisa level, if there are no sons, then the girl gets Yerusha. Right, Ben Ein Lo, right, the Gemara Darsha is above Basra. But there is a Takana Durabanan that the girl gets 10% of the Nechasim as a dowry for whatever she's going into whenever she gets married. That's called the Takana of Isur Nechasim, as we discussed at length in Maseches Ksubis. That's where the main topic is. So, we quote from there. Somebody dies and has two girls and a son. Vikad Maharishon of Anata Isur Nechasim. And one girl took her Isur Nechasim. What happened? Pashtus, she got married. She got married. Rashi here has a difficult line, which the Achronim wonder why he says it. V'natzal Isur Nechasim, second Rashi, Shezem Mishpat Abanos. That's what the girls get. Bishas Bagrus O Nisuin. Litol Isur Nechasim, Bachnasas, Parnasasan, Idunyasan. What does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't only say when she gets married. Rashi says, maybe she became a bogeres. She turned 12 and a half. Bishas Bagras, Rabbi Kiva Eger just says, very unusual, Rabbi Kiva Eger usually quotes a Makar, he quotes a Tosfos, he quotes a Tshuva of the Maharal Bach. He'll quote something. What does he say here? Tzarech Iyun Ma'od. That's all he says. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Right, the Gemara says there that Isur Chasim is specifically for a dowry to bring into the marriage. What's Rashi talking about? Bishas Bagrus? Right, so it's difficult. So in the Biur Adaf, some Achronim try to suggest maybe Bishas Bagrus, it could be designated if Bishas, that's when she could already make a Tviya, but she doesn't actually get it till later. It's still difficult because Rashi has the word O in there. Unless the word O is somehow not supposed to be there. Bishas Bagrus leading up to Nisuin. Either way, Rabbi Kiva Eger does not think it's a wrong girsa, and therefore he just leaves it as a kasha. Okay, but either way, back to the Gemara. So the man dies. One of his daughters takes Isur Nechasim. Fellow Espika Shnia Ligvos Atche Mesaben. But the son dies before the second girl gets her Isur Nechasim. So now what? So now the rest of the girls now, the one married girl and the one single girl, are going to split up the property. Could the second girl that's not married yet take her Isur Nechasim before they split up? It's not fair. The first one got Isur Nechasim, so now I'm going to have to split up equally? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnia Vitra. The second one was Mevateres, meaning you split it up equally now. She lost her Isur Nechasim. She doesn't say that you take that and then you split it up. That's number one, right? There's plenty here. She's going to get even more than Isur Nechasim. So she's going to get half the Nechasim of what's left. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Amale Rabbi Chanina. G'dola mizu amru. What do you mean she doesn't get Isur Nechasim? Rabbi Chanina is talking here. And he says, Motziyim leparnasa. You even get, let's say the son hadn't died. Let's say the son had sold properties before he died. And then it was time for Isur Nechasim. It was time for the second girl to get married. She'd be able to take it from the lekuchos. She'd be able to even take it from the properties that were sold. Meaning, properties that are not even hers now she could take Isur Nechasim from. V'ein motziyim lemizonos. You wouldn't be able to get her mizonos. But Isur Nechasim you would. V'yata amr tshniya vitra. And you're telling me, Rabbi Yochanan, that she's not going to take when it's in front of her? If she's going to be able to take it when it's not in front of her, if her brother had sold it, surely she could take it when it's sitting in front of her. She has more of a claim on that. That's the machlokas, that's the conversation between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. But what do you see Rabbi Chanina said? Rabbi Chanina said that you take four parnasa from lekuchos. What do you mean? That's not written down. It's not written down. I'm sorry, you take four parnasa, which is Isur Nechasim from lekuchos. So a mazbi says the Gemara that katsuv is enough and you don't need kasuv. You don't need it written down, right? You just need it definite. V'al parnasa to make its kaitza michtav loksiva parnasa. The Isur Nechasim that we're going to give her to bring into her marriage has a specific amount, but it's not written down. V'ka motzia, and yet she's able to be motzia from the kuchos, according to Rabbi Chanina. So doesn't that prove Rabbi Chanina's shita? So the answer is the Gemara, no. Shani parnasa. Maybe Isur Nechasim is different. Why? Kivan to islay kala, keman to ksiva dami. Because there is a call. Everybody knows that every daughter is going to get Isur Nechasim before she gets married. So therefore, it is as if it is written. We discussed back in Ksubis, if you remember, Halacha Lamaisa. Isur Nechasim we don't have anymore. The Rush discusses it, the Gaonim. A number of the Tznai Ksuba that we don't need anymore. The monetary minhag functions differently. So are those tanaim still around? Right, the Rush, remember, talks about Ksubas Banadichrin and Isur Nechasim, all of these. What do you say, Halacha Lamaisa? Why these aren't in our Ksubas that we have today? Good. Masiv Rav Huna Bar Manoach. Next try to prove Rabbi Chanina. So the first half of this Mishnah, we're coming into the middle. Rashi here quotes the first half of the Mishnah from Maseches Ksubis. The case is where a man marries a woman, Hanosi Asaisha, Perek Hanose, towards the end of Ksubis. Hanosi Asaisha, Paski Modlo, Zunas Bita Chameshan. A man gets married, his wife has a daughter from a previous marriage. So he promises to, at the time of the marriage, to support the daughter for 5 years. Yeah, hereby going to give her Mizonos. What happens? He divorces her within those 5 years. The woman goes and marries somebody else and gets the new husband also to promise to support her daughter for 5 years. But it's all within the 5 years. So now you have two husbands supporting the daughter. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says one gives her mizonos and one gives her money. Right? She doesn't need double mizonos. So one gives her mizonos, one gives her money. So now we pick it up. Mesu. Now what happens if the husbands die? The husbands die. So now what happens to the daughters? Mesu binosehen nizonis minachasim b'nei chorin. The actual daughters, the other daughters, let's say the new daughters that they've had, the husband and wife have had together. So they get mizonos from nachasim b'nei chorin, as we said in our Mishnah. Ein motil lamazonisha urbanos from nachasim mishubadim. Right? We didn't get to exactly why that is yet. So if the husbands die, then the actual daughters, their real daughters, get from Bnei Chorin, the he, and that daughter, the previous daughter, Nizon, is Bidachas Mishubadim, she gets from Mishubadim, the Bas Ishto. Why? Mimnei Shehi, Kabal Aschov. Because she is like a Baal Aschov, and a Baal Chov gets from Mishubadim. Why is she like a Baal Aschov? Because she had an obligation. There was a previous obligation that the husbands made to support her. So who's this Akasha on? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says, this is Akasha. If you look at Rashi, it's Akasha on the first day, Akasha on Ula, or on Reish Lakash Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because this is, it's fixed, it's Kaitzi Chameshanim, it's 5 years of support, even though it's not written down, you're still Govim from Mishubadim, like Rabbi Chanina. So Rashi says this is a riot Rabbi Chanina and Akasha on Ula, because it's Katsuv and it's not Kasuv. That's Rashi. If you look in the Rashba, the Rashba says, I think it's Akasha on Rabbi Chanina also. Right? Why? This isn't Katsuv. What, 5 years? That's Katsuv? You have no idea how much he's going to eat in the 5 years. Says the Rashba, I think it's Akasha on both. Right? He quotes Rashi and he argues on him. Says, Pierce Rashi Akasha Lula, Vena Machubar, Demazon Basisha, Lo Kaitsev, Lo Ksiva Karina and Bey. Hashar Mokir, Hashar Mozil. Prices go up, prices go down. So the Rashba thinks it's Akasha on both. Right? Why should you be able to collect from Mishubadim in this case? Answers the Gemara. Hachamayaskinan bishakano miyado. They made a kinyan. The husband made a kinyan with the wife that I'm going to support. And therefore, let's continue and then we'll get back to that line. Somehow the kinyan chalipin makes it stronger. We'll have to see how. But let's first finish. Says the Gemara, yachi banos nami. So if that's true, then even the new daughters, the daughters that they had with each other, right, you should say, also, if they made a kinyan, Bishakanu lazu, velokanu lazu. No, he only made a kinyan on the obligation that he has entering into the marriage relating to Bas Ishto, but not his new daughters. My Pascha, why is that so automatic? It's automatic that he's only going to make a kinyan for the first ones and not the second ones. So the Gemara says, yeah, Bas Ishto, Tahavye Bishas Kinyan, the previous daughter from the earlier marriage that existed. She was born at the moment of the kinyan. She's coming into the marriage. Mahani lo kinyan. So there, kinyan chalipin could affect that type of obligation. Bito de lo havia b'shas kinyan lo mahani lo kinyan. But a daughter who was not existing b'shas kinyan, she wasn't born yet. Right, they're just getting married. So then, that's why the kinyan is not going to work. The kinyan chalipin, to put it in other language, is not going to work for a davar shelo b'la olam. Right, this isn't being, you might say this is kind of like being makna lit, but you might not say that. It might be being makna to the mother for her daughter. So it might not be, but it's about a davar shelo b'la olam. It's a lack of gemiras das. The kinyan chalipin is not going to work for her. We'll get back to that by the Shem in a minute. But again, let's continue first. So says the Gemara, why do you have to say that? It's automatic also. Milo askina David Travaya b'shas kinyan. Maybe even the new daughters was there b'shas kinyan. What do you mean? They're just getting married now. The hechidami de girshava hadra. Maybe he was mafsa grushaso. Maybe he married, right, a woman has a daughter from a previous marriage. Then she marries Reuven. Then Reuven divorces her. Then she marries Reuven again. Right, and then divorces her. And then she marries Shimon and divorces her. And then she marries Shimon again. Because you have to have, remember, two husbands in the Mishnah. So, but maybe there's a case where there are daughters from both of them from a previous marriage. So why should you say automatically they weren't there? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ella, this is the reason why the previous daughter, the Bas Ishto, collects from Mishubadim and not the new daughters. Ella Bito dibitznai bezdin ka'achla lo mahani lo kinyan. The Bito, the new daughters that eat, they get mizonos based on a Tanai Bezdin. So Kenya is not going to help. Kenya is not going to make it stronger. Right? It's automatic. You can't strengthen already. It's already exists as a Dindra Rabbanan. You can't strengthen it more than that. Bas Ishto, Dolav, Bitznai Bezdin, Ka'achla, Mahani, Lakinyan. Ironically, an obligation that you are creating yourself, that's where Kenya Chalipa can work on, and that's where you could even collect, she's like a ba'alas chof. Says the Gemara, v'chimik regara? Really? If it's a din derabanan, that's going to be worse and weaker than a personal obligation? So the Gemara says, yes. Elabito, kiva de petanai bezdin ka'achla, emar tsari atvisa. But for a different reason. Why is the Bita worse? Because it's so strong. Just the opposite. Because it's a Tanai Bezdin and everybody knows that they have this obligation and they take the Chiyuvim from the rabbis very seriously, there we have to be nervous that maybe he already designated properties and items that he wanted to give the daughters. And therefore, if we don't know, you could take from B'nai Chorin, but we're not going to allow her to take from other people. Right? That's too risky, because maybe she already has it somewhere. Masha'enkein, by personal obligations, that's a regular Baal HaSchov, and therefore, it would be different. Either way, we answered the question earlier on Re'ula, or maybe also on Rabbi Chanina, about this idea of there's no kash on them. They each say, right, ain ksuvin or ain ksuvin. So now let's get back for a moment to the line about Kenyan. So the Gemara says, Kenyan makes it different. And therefore you'd be able to collect from Mishubadim. Why? Just stam because it's stronger? Is that it? So Tosfos says, yeah. Tosfos says, Kenyan Chalipin makes the obligation stronger. If you look in Tosfos Bishakano Miyado, the second part of Tosfos, Lakach Nirit, the Kenyan Olim Tvei Miksiva. It's super strong, Kenyan Chalipin. He's arguing on Rashi. Because Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra. Rashi says one line, Bishakano Miyado, Vistam Kenyan, Liksiva Omeid. Rashi quotes, when you do a Kenyan Chalipin, that could naturally, automatically lead to a shtar being written. Why is that? So you might say, just on the surface, that Kenyan Chalipin shows seriousness, so if the Eidim witness that, so it's just they understand that you're very serious about this, and they'll write a shtar based on it. You wouldn't have any problems with the shtar being written, because you did a Kenyan Chalipin, it shows you're very serious about this. But, as we have touched on in the past, there might be a deeper connection between, to explain that line, of Stam Kinyan Liksiva Omeid. And that is analyzing what Kinyan Chalipin is about and what Shtar is about. Because there's really an overlap. Why? What's the overlap? Kinyan Chalipin, as we know, is a unique type of Kinyan. It's the only type of Kinyan that works for everything. Right, that's why Tosfos, we mentioned a couple weeks ago, mentions that throughout the Mishnayos in Kiddushin, when the Gemara talks about how can you be Kona Karka, how can you be Kona Metaltalin, how can you be Kona Avadim, how can you be Kona all the different things, the Mishnayos in the second half of the first parak of Kiddushin, Chalip is not there. Where's Chalipin? So the Rishonim discuss that Chalipin is the most universal Kenyan. Those Mishnayos are just there to emphasize what works only for this, what works only for this, very specific Kenyanim. Chalipin works for everything. So the question is, so how does it work for everything? Question one. Question two, when the Gemara wants to talk about certain Kenyanim, they say them specifically. Kenyan Meshicha, Kenyan Hagba, Kenyan Chazaka. By Chalipin it just says Kenyan. It's as if you know what this Kenyan is. We just say Kenyan. That's the generic Kenyan. Why? What's so special about it? So there are many rayas in halacha to this. There are some, there's even a discussion in the Rishonim, that Kenyan Chalipin automatically only works with Edim. Machlokas Rambam Raivid, Machlokas Rishonim, why should that be? I could do any Kenyan I want in private. I could sell you something, I could give you something, I could pick something. I don't need Edim for that. Right? What? I would need Edim if I want to prove it afterwards, but you wouldn't need Edim for it to work. Okay, marriage is different. But a regular Kenyan Chalipin, why would you need Edim? So the answer is, because Kenyan Chalipin is a very different type of Kenyan than any other Kenyan. Every Kenyan always has two ingredients. You have the Das Kenyan, and you have the Maisa Kenyan. You have the Das involved between the parties, and you have the action involved. And you need both. Kenyan Chalipin has no Maisa Kenyan. It has a physical act, but that's not per se. That is, as the Achronim explain, the Reb Chaim and others, the act of picking up the handkerchief or the pen or the symbolic idea where nothing is really being transferred, that's just to concretize the das, to show seriousness. Not because you really need that, but it shows seriousness. It's all das kinyan, concretized. That's the nature of it. And that's why, just one halacha, that's why you might have different rules of being chozer on a kinyan. By other kinyanim, you have token adibur. Like everything. But by Kenyan Chalipin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Asukin Ba'oso Inyan. As long as you're still involved, right? As long as you're at the Chassan's Tish, and you make the Kenyan with the Chassan, and then before they get up, right, could be 10 minutes later, right, they're still talking all about the Chivim of the Ksuba, they say, oh no, I have cold feet. Right? So, Asukin Ba'oso Inyan, you might be able to be Chozer Bo. Right? That's different. Right? So, but why? Because it's all about the Das Kenyan. Don't focus on this moment in time of the Maisa and then Toga Adibur from that moment of the Maisa. No. It's more of Das Kenyan. That's what Chalipin is about. And that's why you might need Edim. because Edim are there to also concretize his das by witnessing that symbolic Maisa Kinyan. The Rambam says it's Beferish, Hilchas Mechira. You don't even need the Achronim. You need the Achronim. But the Rambam Hilchas Mechira talks about there are many things that don't need Chalipin, but you do Chalipin anyway. And there are some things that Chalipin doesn't even work on. Right? There's the Rambam discusses it in Parakeh. That's number one. That's Kinyan. So now let's talk about Shtar. Another topic that we've touched on often. Shtar, what's the root issue of Shtar? Answering the question. What question? The Gemara says in Yevamos, mi piyam below mi piksavam, you're not allowed to give edus through writing in court. Mi piyam below mi piksavam. I have to testify in court by word of mouth. I can't write it. So how does a Shtar work? How is there edus shebishtar? That's the kasha to try to understand Shtaris. How do you guide yourself? How do I navigate between mi piyam below mi piksavam and the concept of a shtar? So you know what the Rambam says? You're right, you can't navigate. You can't navigate. Shtaris are derabanan. Mi daraisa mi piyam below mi piksavam. Right, what? The Rambam doesn't hold of get. Rambam doesn't hold of shtar kiddushin. So all the achronim say no. Within the world of shtaraya. Within the world of shtaraya, shtarayos are derabanan, according to the Rambam. And that's what Edus is about. Edus is about Raya proving, telling what happened. Shtar Kinyan is different. Of course, the Rambam holds Shtar Kinyan is Daraisa. But Shtar Raya Drabanan, that's one answer. But we'd rather not, most Rishonim don't say that. They'd rather say that even a Shtar Raya is Daraisa. So, Tosfos in Ksuvos Daf Chaf, and the Baal Amar in Yevamos. If you never saw this Baal Amar, you gotta see, it's just one line of the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar in Yevamos, Daf Tesam and Aleph, and the Daf Arif. The Baal Amar says, Mi piyam velo mi piksavam. You're right. But mi piksavam is excluded, but not mi piksavo. What does that mean? Two words, Tosva says. Dasam is chayiv, and the Baal Amor. A shtar has one ingredient that gets over the hump. If I write down testimony, and instead of saying it in court, Bezdin reads it, so that doesn't work. Right? I have to testify myself. Shtar, though, has an added ingredient that creates it. And that is dasam is chayiv, the das of the committed party that tells you, that allows you to write the shtar that puts his commitment in writing. That's what a shtar is. And that is a very different idea than edus piksav. And that's what the Baal Amar says. Shepas avo mi piksavo lo. Right, so he's jumping on that Rambam. So the answer might be to be Michalik, as we said. But that's the answer. So what, take a step back for a minute. So shtar is all about the dasam is chayiv written into the shtar. So now, Achronim explain, now we have a much deeper understanding of what Rashi quotes here. Stam kinyan l'ksiva omed. You know why? Kinyan chalipin leads to a shtar? Because they're both at, the root of both of them are the same idea. It's a natural glide over das, the das. Das, kinyan chalipin is all about the concretization of the das. That's what a shtar is about. And that punchline, that explains one girsa in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira in Perek Chavtes. The Rambam says that if a katan does a kinyan chalipin, that does not lead to a shtar. That you don't say stan kinyan l'ksiva obed by a katan. Why? Our girsa is ve'ein akitin miyad akatan klum sha kinyan b'shtar ve'ein edem chosmin ella al shtar adam gadol. Because kinyan chalipin leads to shtar b'shtar is usually done with a shtar and edem only sign on a shtar of an adam gadol. Okay, but Reb Chai, if you look in the Shini Nuschos on the side of the Franco, Biksaz Ksav Yad Ubesefer Hatrumos. What does it say? Shakinyan Kishtar, not Bishtar with a bays, but Kishtar with a kaf. And Reb Chaim was very excited about that girsa because that's exactly our point. The Kinyan is like Shtar, and therefore, if it's all about Das Hamischayev, then you can't do it for a katan, right? You have the same Chisaron by Kinyan Chalipin and by Shtar. Okay, so that is all Shtar Kinyan Shtar. Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva Omed, and the why here, it's as if it is Ksuvin. That's how Rashi answers the question. Okay, Tashma, Vayter. That was the big shiur of the day. Tashma, I'm Rabbi Nasan, E Masai. Now going back to the Mishnah, when do we say that, remember the Mishnah says, Ein Motzian, that the buyer from the Ganav can't take from the Ganav's Lekuchos. E Masai, when do we say that's limited? Bizman Shekadam Mekfa Shal Sheni L'Shifcha Shal Rishon. When can he not go? If the people bought from the Ganav before the original buyer from the Ganav appreciated his field. But if the appreciation took place, if he now has beautiful fruit growing before the people bought the other fields from the ganav, then he would be able to go back and take. Alma says the Gemara, Mishum de lo kadimu. So you see, the issue is not kasuv or katsuv. The issue is just the order. Right? So no issue of what we said before. So the Gemara says, you're right, Tanoihi, it's really a machlokas Tanoi. The Bryce that we just said, Rabbi Nassan, says one reason, and the following says the other two reasons. Titania, Ein Motzi and Lachilas Peiros Lushava Karkos Lamazan Ishva Abanus Berchadim Mishabadim Mepnei Tikana Olam Lafisha Ein Ksuvin. Right, like Reish Lakish says, Amar Rabbi Yosi V'chima Tikana Olam Yesh Bezuva Halo Ein Ketsuvin. Right, so you see both of the reasons in that Bryce. So three different ideas given in the Bryces to explain the halacha of the Mishnah. Viter. V'hamotzi mitzia lo yishava. Now the last line of the Mishnah. If somebody finds something, he can never be made to swear. Because of tikkana olam, if you make the gan of the motzi mitzia swear, he's just not going to pick it up next time. So, here we go. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Shnei kisin kshurin matzata li. If somebody Reuven comes to Shimon and says, hey Shimon, I found your money pouch. And says Shimon to Reuven, that's great. But I had two money pouches tied to each other. You get one, where's the other one? He says, I only found one of them. Nishva. Rabbi Yitzchak says he has to swear. Shnei shvarim kishurin matzatali. But if he says, I had two oxen. I only found one of them. Eino nishva. Then he doesn't swear. My taima. Shvarim menatchi mehadadi. Oxen can rip apart from each other, even if they're tied together. And therefore, Rashi explains, that's not a tainas bari. That's not, he can't be sure that, oh, they were tied. They were tied, but when this guy found them, that's not a bari. Oxen run away from each other. Kisin lo manatchi mehadadi. Kisin do not run away from each other, and therefore, in that case, it is considered the toveya is considered a tainas bari. Tainas bari, and that's why it is, that's the chilik. Shnei shvarim kshurin matzata v'alo mer matzasi v'chzarti l'cha achas mehen hareza nishva. But in the second case, if he admits finding two oxen and he says I only found one, that's mode of a mixas, and then he would have to swear. If you look in the Rashba here, the Rashba quotes three different ways. I just said one of them, but three different pshatim of the Gemara. What's the difference? What did the toveya? What did the owner see? Rashi says he has a tainus bari. Right, if he says by the kisin. He didn't say anything. He has no idea what this guy found. What do you mean it's bari? Maybe it got ripped separately. You have no idea. So how can you call that a tvias bari? So the Rashba says, he quotes that from Rashi, and he quotes that from the Baal Amar, and he says, I don't like that. You can't call that a tainas bari. And for sure, you would not have to take a shvu in that case. But another pshat is, the one that he likes is, this is the pshat. The owner is standing on the roof. And he sees that the guy found something. He sees that he found something. He just can't see the details so closely. Kagon sha'amar lo, omen ayisi brosh gagi, v'ra'isicha, moshech shvarim. I saw you pulling oxen. V'shnei shvarim kshurim hayu. Kiva sha'mashachta, so echad chazocha, gamas ha'sheni mashachta. Right, I saw my two oxen, I saw you pull one of them, and some of you pulled the other one too, and now you have it in your backyard. V'dichvas agave kisin. Ba'omer lo re'isicha magbiha avil eni odea kama. I missed the exact what you took. That's the tainas bari. That's why we say, mishem hachi regarbe kisin chashvinan like a tainas bari lishav aleha. To keep on you bari be'echan mehem gam b'sheni anuchoshvin oso kibari dechazaka b'kisin lo menaschi. Aval shvarin, because they jump away from each other, avo b'sharos o moshech shvarin. Since he didn't see borer shem mashach eshneyem lo chashvinan like a bari. So the Rashba says, you have to give a little more to the toveya here, to the Bailim, or else I don't think it's going to be a tainas bari. Rashi doesn't mention that, the Baal Amar doesn't mention that, so you got to work out their shitos to know why it's a tfiya. But anyway, says the Gemara, why in any of these cases would you make the motzi mitzia swear? For Rav Yitzchak, lesle hamotzi mitzia lo yishava mevretikana olam. He doesn't hold of our Mishnah, that you never make people swear. So the Gemara answers, we could spend many hours on this amud, but we have to do what we have to do. Hu to amar krebeliezer ben Yaakov. Maybe he yells like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who also has a more limited approach to this halacha. Everybody agrees there's some Meshav Aveda that does not have to swear. But there are limitations. So maybe Rabbi Yitzchak holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Titani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Pa'adam sha'adam nishbal tainas atzmo. Sometimes a person could swear without a tevia against him. He could swear based on his own taina. Ketzad how? Mana lavicha biyadi ve'chal tipras. If somebody goes to Yershim and says, I owe your father 100, but I pay back 50. I owed 100, but now I pay back 50. It sounds like from the pashtus that they didn't say anything. He just comes to them, and he's a nice guy. Hareza nishba. Vizu anishba tainas atzmo. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. That's a case. We'll get to the reason we're bringing all this in here a little bit later. Chum say, no way. If a guy comes and says, I owed your father 100 and paid 50, he's a great guy. You might call this a migu. You might say he could have just said nothing. Right? We're not going to get into now, but there's a discussion whether Meshav Aveda is just a migu. Or is it something different? But either way, he could have just kept quiet. So therefore, our Rabbi Yitzchak might hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who also has a much more limited view of Meshiv Aveda. Says the Gemara. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Leslie Meshiv Aveda Pater, what, he rejects our Mishnah. It's a perfect Svara. What's wrong with our Svara? If he could have just kept quiet. So you're right. Says the Gemara. If it's a pure, nobody is coming and claiming, and a guy goes to court and says, I owed your father 100 and I paid back 50, even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would not make him swear. That's pure Meshav Aveda. So what's the case here? There is a tfiyah. But why does he call it not a tfiyah? Amara b'tanano katan. It's a child. The child is being toveya. So Gemara says, katan midi mashasha is bay. What difference should that make? Could a child make a tefiyah? But it's not. We learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos, a nishba in al tainas cheresh of a katan. You don't have to swear to counter a claim of a cheresh, a shota, or a katan. That they're a labardas. So, what? So we're back. It's just like nobody came. So Gemara says, my katan gadol. No, it's a child, but it's a gadol child. My kari le katan, to the gabi mili da'aviv katanu. He doesn't know about his father's properties. So therefore, it's called a katan, but really, it's the son that is coming and claiming. Says the Gemara, if it's the son coming and claiming, ihachi tainas atzmo, tainas achirimhu. So why would this brisa call this a case of, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you swear about your own taina. This isn't your own taina. The other son is coming. Right? Tainas achirimhu. Tainas achirim hodas atzmo. You're right, it's the taina of achirim, but he himself agrees. Says the Gemara, that's every case in the world. Kulu, tanatu nami tanis achem odos atzmo ninhu. So what is going on here? Let's stop there for a moment. We're still stuck. What is the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan? Because if it's not considered a taina at all, then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov should agree that Meshav Aveda is pater. And if it is considered a taina, then he wouldn't categorize it as tainis atzmo. Right? So that's the problem that we have trying to figure out his shita. But just before we continue, talk for a moment about the line that we just quoted. You don't make a shvua on a taina of a cheresh of a katan. There is a major machlokas rishonim. Mostly not here, elsewhere, but as follows. We know there are three shvuos daraisa. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Shvuos and in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan. Three shvuos daraisas that Beis Din will obligate you in. Right, there are a lot of shvuos. I could swear to do anything, and that could be recognized on a daraisa level. But there are three shvuos daraisas that Beis Din will make me swear. Shvuas modem mixas. Right, that's Asher Yomar Kiyuzeh, Parshas Mishpatim. Right, Shvuas, Eid Echad. If it's Eid Echad, if somebody has two Eidim that I have to pay him, I have to pay. If he has one Eid, I have to swear to counter the claim of the Eid Echad. And Shvuas HaShomrim, also Parshas Mishpatim, where the Tovea comes and says, you know, where's my item? And you say, it was stolen, it was lost, it was... Right, so you have to swear that you weren't poshe in whatever case you would be putter. Those are the three categories of shvuah. Shvuah sashomrim, shvuah zeirechad, and shvuah samodim mixas. And the question is always, in all hilchas shvuos, which halachas of shvuah apply to all of them? Which one only apply to some of them? So this is a perfect example of that. Katan. Starts with the shita of the Rimigash. The Rimigash. And the Rambam quotes it. Why? Makes sense. Because many Rimigashes, the Rimigash they say was the Rambam's father's Rebbe. So there might have been a Mesorah for some of the halachas. But the Rimigash says in Shvuas on Daf Mem Beis, this rule of Einish Bon Altainas Katan is only by Shvuas Eid Echad and Shvuas Modeh B'miksas. Those two, if a katan brings the eid echad, or a katan is the one that's making me, like this case is vodim mixas, right? That's where we say a katan's taina is not a good taina. Why? Because those two shvuas flow, the machayev of the shvua is the tviya of the other person. But by shvuas hashomrim, I come, you have my ox. I say, what happened to my ox? And you say, oh, it was an ones. I say, swear to me, I don't believe you. I have no idea what happened. I don't know what happened. I say, swear to me to tell me that you didn't pour on poshea in it. So by shvuas hashomrim, the machayev of the shvua is not the tviya of the other person. It's just the situation that I have a chiyev to watch your item. It's a chova shmira. And you have a chova shmira even if you watch a child's item. So therefore, it says the Rimi Gash, I'll read it to you, unbelievable. He says, Mistavra Londa Dafka, I'll read you the line. Filu Shvuas HaTaranami, Dafka Shvuas Modim Mixas, Taina, the Eid Echad, the Asyin Machmas Taina. Avol Shvuas Shomrim, the Lesa Machmas Taina, the Taina Shemahi, Ela Machmas Shmirahi. Shvuas HaShomrim flows from the Shmira, not from the Tviya now. Kivan to Shomar Lakatan, Nischayev Le Beshvuas HaShomrim, the Logar Amigadol. And he says, I'll prove it to you. What's the language that the Gemara just quoted here? The Mishnah. Einish ba'in al tainas katan. But if the taina is not the focus, then there's no problem. Al mashvua da'asya machmas tainu deinish ba'in. Mishum de'ikrahi shvua machmas tainas hatoveh. Vahu da'as ha'nitva b'miksas. Inami ha'da'as eid echadu d'izchayev ba'a. But Avos Shvuas HaShomrim, which also even works for with a Taina Shema, I don't know what happened. Techiyuv alam machbas Tainu ala machbas Shmira. He says it again. Afilu lekatan nami nishvan aleha tadkivan de odi kami beidina tahavi leshomer apikdona delay v'isnis. Once I admit that I was a shomer, I gotta swear even to a katan. That's the Rimi Gash. And the Ramban and the Rashban and all the other Rishonim argue on this. The Rambam agrees, as we said, right? The Rambam in Hilchas Schiris, Perek Beis Al Hazayin, quotes this from Horu Rabosai. Beautiful. This is his father's Rabbeim, Horu Rabosai. But the other Rishonim, the Ramban there, discusses, he says, no, a katan is pater. Even by Shvuas HaShomim, you will be pater. You have to watch, yeah, but Shvua, that's Xeris HaKasav, is excluded from those claims. Okay, so now we're back to the Gemara, back to the question. What is the machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon? So, Ella b'derabba kamiflagi. The machlokas is about Rabba. This Gemara comes up in 6 places in Shas, 5 places, right, you see on the side, Ksubis b'bakama, Shvuis b'metziah, and now Gittin. Right, what is it? Modim b'miksas. Diyama Rabba. Vibnei ma amra Torah modim b'miksas atani yishava. Why does the Torah say that if somebody is modim b'miksas, they admit to part, right? You owe me 100. No, I only owe you 50. Why do I have to swear on the other 50? Meaning what? What should be the halacha? The Rishonim debate. Why do you say modim b'miksas? Without the Torah's chiddush, what would you have said? Pashas, you would have said, Kofer Bakol would be putter. I could have just denied everything. I'm doing you a favor. I admit it to half. Right? If you have a Raya, you have 2 Edim and I owe you 50, then I have to pay you. Well, there are no Edim here. Right? So if I admit it, so why would I have to swear? Right? So the Rishonim here discussed that you should be putter for Migu, for Meshav Aveda. But either way, Chazaka, so here's the logic. A couple of steps. Chazaka, ina demeis panim b'fnei balchovo. A person wouldn't act brazenly and lie in front of his balchov. He wouldn't do that. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, is that because the guy did you a favor, or because the guy knows the truth? Those are the 2 days of the Rishonim. But either way, I wouldn't lie in front of a balchov. V'hai b'kulei b'ay de l'michbarei. But really, theoretically, I would love to deny the whole thing. As we just said, right? A person wouldn't be meyas. But so then, what? The pendulum swings. So I should admit to everything. The fact that I don't is not because I'm not going to pay you, but I'm just sliding away from you temporarily. Savar, I think to myself. I don't have all the money here right now, so I'll wait. I'll say that I only owe you 50. When I get the other 50, I'll pay you. So the Torah doesn't want that. V'yamar Rachmana, Rami Shvua Ilaveh, throw a Shvua onto him. Kihechi Dodele Bekule. We want him to admit to everything, and therefore make him take a Shvua. This is the psychology that is behind the person who admits to half. So, says, now this is the machlokas. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov savar, loshna bo v'loshna bibno, eino meyiz. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, he won't be meyiz, not only in front of the malveh, but not even in front of the malveh's son. He wouldn't be meyiz. And therefore, when he admits, he's not doing you a favor, it's just the chazaka, eino de meyiz. Hilkach lav meisha avedahu. So this case is not called a meisha aveda. Remember, it's a gadol, and therefore it's tainus atzmo. That's what it calls it because he's doing it, but it's based on the chazaka, and therefore we would make him take a shvua there. For Rabbanan Sabri, no, bohu deino meis. He won't be meis in front of the malva himself, aval bibino meis, but he would be meis. He would lie outright in front of the son, umi delo meis, or the fact that he didn't, the fact that he admitted, meshav avedahu, and therefore we would not make him swear. And therefore, lamaisa, the Rabbanan say, this is a, the Rabbanan would say, tainus katan is not nechsheves tainus vadai. Right, we, by this last case, we're saying it's talking about a katan, right? Rashi says lo timtono gadol abatono katan, but Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say this is not called meshav aveda because there is a chazaka. The Achronim discuss there's a chasam sofer in Chulin Dav Yud that many of the chazakos of the Gemara are not hard fast chazakos that would always apply. You have to know based on society. Like the Ramah quotes in Eben Ezer, the chazakas of a woman wouldn't lie in front of her husband to say that she's divorced if she wasn't divorced. The Ramah says that chazaka doesn't apply any today. Why? Nefishi chutzpah. People lie. Right? This isn't a chazaka like other chazakas. Chazaka ain't other parei patoks mano. Or maybe that one too. Right? That one also might change depending on societal norms. But that's the chazam sofer. You have to know different types of chazakas. Some chazakas are inherent in the bria, and some chazakas are changing based on societal norms. So in the examples that he gives there in Chul and Daf Yud, that's where the source of Chazaka is, he says it depends. Chazakas elu einam shavim, yesh mehem adifi afilu meirov, v'yesh mehem griyi afilu mechazaka ba'alma, v'hakol lefi ha'inyan v'haminag, kegon ein isha me'iza, shekasav aposke v'zbana ze'in l'smoch al-chazakazu, u'kegon ein ha'meis panim v'nei balchovo. Right, the imkain, right, you have to know, ain't kala chazaka shavos, and you have to know exactly based on societal norms. Or at least in theory, this is what the Gemara says, and therefore, that's why we have the halacha modem mixas. Ad kan, the first Mishnah here in Parakan Izakin, Hashem, tomorrow we start with the Apotropis Mishnah, that's the, tomorrow, and we have also the Rechalomos, Lomalov, Lomaridin, right, but Apotropis is the main sugi that comes up on tomorrow's daf, and then Hezeksheno Nikar, getting to some major topics here as we continue plowing through Maseches Gittin.